A Nashville technology startup thinks it can help classical music flourish in the digital age. Right now, that genre only makes up 2% of all album sales and less than 0.5% of all online streaming. But the founders of Dart Music think that slice of the pie would grow if independent classical musicians had an easier way to get their work online. WPLN's Emily Siner takes a look.
The word to know in this story is metadata. That's the information that's attached to every single digital audio file. In this case, song name, We Used to Wait. Artist, Arcade Fire. Album, The Suburbs. That's the metadata. But what about on a track like this? It's Beethoven's Third Symphony, but the standard song name on Spotify, for example, is technically this.
Symphony number 3 in E-flat major, opus number 55, the Eroica.
That's Chris McMurtry, a classical music enthusiast who deals with stuff like this a lot. But there's no composer field on Spotify, so you have to put Beethoven as an artist. Although the symphony that plays it might also be an artist, or maybe the artist is the conductor?
And the thing is in order to get into iTunes or Apple Music or Spotify, there is a specific way that they want to see that.
iTunes has a metadata style guide, and an entire section is dedicated to explaining the proper way to tag classical music. It doesn't do that for any other genre. And a lot of this music has confusing spellings translated from other languages. If you upload it wrong, people won't be able to find you. What all this confusion means is that independent classical musicians who want to sell their work online have a harder time of it than your standard rock band or singer-songwriter. Take Chris McMurtry. When he wrote his first chamber choir piece a few years ago, he tried to distribute it on a site called TuneCore, which lets you sell music on iTunes and Amazon.
Only to find that you could not choose classical as an option.
McMurtry then looked at some traditional classical music labels, but he didn't like that business model.
It was going to be at least 20 to 35 to even 50% of our royalties, depending on the deal.
So he thought, aha, a business idea. Thus, Dart Music was born. This is how it works, or how it should work. It's still in beta. You, a classical musician, upload your music to Dart's website. Then the software asks you a series of simple questions, like...
So what type of piece are you uploading?
You arrange a string quartet.
Oh, it's a string quartet. Who composed this string quartet?
Ludwig, of course.
Beethoven. Well, awesome. These are all the string quartets that Beethoven composed. Which one is it?
It's like TurboTax for musicians.
They're doing something that I've been saying somebody should do for years.
Andy Doe used to run iTunes' classical music division.
What Dart does that nobody else does really well is instead of asking you for database fields, they ask you questions, and from that use the computer to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
So reducing human error in this complicated genre, that's a plus. But Doe says Dart's automation of metadata is something that could help other genres too, even ones that are already pretty big, like hip-hop.
Very few people working in classical music realize that they share any distribution problems, but actually there are a lot of issues here. Multiple sources of material, multiple songwriters, many guest artists.
It's awesome that we are helping classical and non-classical alike.
In fact, Chris McMurtry, the founder, says half of Dart's clientele so far are not in classical. They just want to use the same software.
But we believe in the future of art music.
Dart wants to take care of that small slice of the music market better than anyone else, he says, even if other genres come calling. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Emily Siner.